you gonna call?
Tam Scam Busters!
Nothing Tam loves better than busting up a scam. Nothing Tam hates more than the people who steal and are dishonest. That's why this is perfect, and this is a big one today.
This is a big one that everyone needs to pay attention to, because another massive data breach happened, and this time the hackers claim they have accessed everyone's social security number and addresses. A hacking group called USDOD claims to have stolen 2.7 billion records earlier this year from a company called National Public Data. That's the company that provides personal information to your employers, to private investigators, and others that do background checks. This includes sensitive identification information for everyone in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada.
How is that even possible?
Well, it is possible. Hackers can get into just about anything.
Good
and,
God.
And they've tried selling it, and some of it may have already leaked. So it is vital, vital that you monitor your credit reports. You go online and pay attention to that. And you might find little things that you didn't even realize were there that don't belong.
God, I just got a notice yesterday that my credit that something had happened with my credit score. Now I'm freaking out.
Okay, don't freak out. It's just you need to go on and monitor them and pay attention. And as always, I know people say this all the time, but please make sure that your passwords get changed regularly. Pay attention to your credit reports.
Better yet, let's just go back to caveman times. It was so much easier. Then you build a fire.
Definitely was.
You know, you go on a hunt. You come back. You eat. You party a little bit. Maybe you meet a cave woman. Maybe you don't. Maybe you live alone. But either way, you're just fine. You don't have to worry about any of this garbage. You draw on the wall. I mean, that's living.
Okay. Yes, but John, there was no indoor plumbing then.
Nope. Okay.
You're so right. You're past that.
Okay. Caveman mentality with modern day comforts. I need a microwave, too. I would. I need something quick.
Yeah. Okay. The biggest thing, though, is just remember passwords. Don't use something easy. You can Google the most common passwords, and if you have anything close to those, you got to be careful with that.
Or use a password like they did in The Office.
It's saying the server went down. Does anybody know that password? Because otherwise we can't do any work.
You know what? It made me laugh when I heard it, but Pam got really offended.
Ooh, big boobs.
You're typing big boobs?
I'm trying everything.
Try big boobs with a Z.
That's the password. We're in.
All right. Wow. Yes.
The important thing is, this kept us secure, people.
What early 2000s group is back on the charts now thanks to Deadpool and Wolverine? Find out in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, which is coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading to Ramona. Say good morning to Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Amber, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you go for a minute, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
Amber, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Bye 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 is climbing the charts again thanks to Deadpool and Wolverine.
I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye bye bye.
Who sings it?
NSYNC.
Random fact, Dr. Dre is an archer and seriously wants to compete in archery in the 2028 Summer Olympics. What is the book and movie series about a young archer named Katniss Everdeen?
Hunger Games.
EW ranked the 50 best Beatles songs. They put A Hard Day's Night at number one. What does EW stand for?
I don't know.
Okay. Frozen 3 will hit theaters in November of 2027. In Frozen, what is the name of the handsome, charming, and ultimately villainous prince that asks Anna to marry him?
I didn't watch Frozen.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Okay. And finally, the trailer for Chestnut versus Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef, which airs live on Netflix in September, has been released. Kobayashi and Chestnut will be facing off to see who can eat the most hot dogs. What is the best-selling hot dog brand in America?
National Hot Dog.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Amber, what you got going on today?
I'm taking my husband to the airport.
Oh, where's he going?
Vegas.
Husband going to Vegas, but without you, and you're bachelor driving to the airport. Party. You are a wonderful wife.
Thank you.
Maybe she'd like a break.
Amber, confirm or deny.
Plead the fifth.
No comment.
Amber got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tammy, Bye 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 is climbing the charts again, thanks to Deadpool and Wolverine. I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye Bye Bye. Who sings it?
Is that the Backstreet Boys or is it NSYNC? I'm going to go with NSYNC.
Yes. NSYNC is right.
I always mix those two up.
I know that you do. 1-1. Random fact. Dr. Dre is an archer and seriously wants to compete in archery in the 2028 Summer Olympics. He's not joking. He is training.
Okay.
What is the book and movie series about a young archer named Katniss Everdeen?
Oh, I know this one. Dang it. I watched the trilogy with my son, too. And I'm totally blanking on it. I'm going to be so mad at myself. It's right there.
The Hunger Games.
Dang it.
Amber knew that. 2-1 Amber. EW ranked the 50 best Beatles songs. They put A Hard Day's Night at number one, and they're just wrong. Sorry. what does EW stand for?
Entertainment Weekly.
That is right. I mean, it's a fine song, but come on.
That's perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're wrong. That's the perspective. It's 2-2. Frozen 3 will hit theaters in November of 2027. And Frozen, what is the name of the handsome, charming, and ultimately villainous prince that asks Anna to marry him?
Oh, I don't remember his name. I
don't remember. Hans. Boy, I'm striking out with both of you today, it seems. It's 2-2 still. And finally, the trailer for Chestnut versus Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef, The Ultimate Eaters, which airs live on Netflix on September 2nd, has been released. What is the best-selling hot dog brand in America?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna go by default Oscar Mayer. No.
Where was I yesterday?
At the ballpark? Oh, Ballpark Franks.
Nice job. Hey, Ballpark Franks. Number one hot dog brand in America. So look at that. We finished with a tie today. Just 2-2. Amber, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize.
A pair of tickets to join us for KSON's Country Christmas. Happening at the brand new Front Wave Arena in Oceanside, December 7th, starring Megan Maroney.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Enjoy your time as a bachelorette this weekend.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I was so hard to wake up that my dad used to throw water at me eventually. not off the bat. He wasn't a monster. He would try to wake me up. And eventually, when there was no other option, he would pour a glass of water on my head, which was a wonderful way to wake up. I would so much more have appreciated a John and Tammy wake-up call.
We made one earlier this morning to Benjamin. Joining us now is Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Deborah, we would never encourage you to throw water on your son Benjamin's head to wake him up, but is he that tough to get up?
He is, yeah. His alarm goes off in the morning, and then it goes off again and again, and then I pull the covers off, and it takes a while.
You know, some people are just not morning people at all.
Benjamin's sleeping right now?
He is sleeping right now, yes.
So we are going to have you put your phone on speakerphone and go into Benjamin's room, and we will give him a wake-up call.
Benjamin just started 7th grade, so I would tread lightly in that room if I were you, by the way. You never know what you're going to uncover.
It's a little dangerous, but hang on a second.
Never know what you're going to uncover in there.
I'm sure she's well aware. Time for you to clean your own room.
Are we in there? Tara, are we in? Are we in?
We're in.
Okay. Put the phone right up to his ear, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Benjamin.
Hey, Benjamin. That sounded so creepy, didn't it? Benjamin, it's John and Tammy. Wake up, pal. Hey.
Woo!
You're in the 7th grade, dude.
Yeah.
Everything's happening right now.
Woo!
All kinds of weirdness happening. 7th grade, dude. Get up and enjoy it. Experience it. You got a life to live. Are you with us, Benjamin?
Yeah, I'm up.
Oh.
You're up. Ooh, that worked, huh?
Dude, you sound pretty awake. Were you fake sleeping the whole time?
No.
No.
Wow.
Would you much rather go back to bed than go to school?
Yes.
Bay.
We can't have
Wake
that.
Up, Benjamin. Come on now. We wanted to hire a full-on mariachi band to play in your room, but they wanted no part of it.
Well, they wanted too much money, Benjamin.
Right,
they
right,
wanted too
right.
many Benjamins, Benjamin.
Benjamin, what are you having for breakfast this morning? What are you thinking?
Probably some eggs and bacon and cheese and a burrito.
Oh, whoa. That sounds so good.
It really does.
So good.
Does your mom make that for you every morning?
No, just sometimes when we have it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you got a lot of work to do today, pal. Don't forget about that math quiz.
Yep.
Wait a second. Do you really have a math quiz?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's just playing along
just rolling
with you, John.
With it.
Benjamin, have a fabulous day, honey. It was so great to be able to help you wake up this morning.
Thank you. It was awesome.
All right, man. Aww. You go hug your mom for us, okay? She's the only mom you got.
All right.
Bye, Benjamin.
Take care, Benjamin. Another successful John and Tammy wake-up call with a pretty good sport. Man, I'd be PO'd if I was Benjamin. Like, who the hell are these clowns?
I know.
Listen to the radio. Had absolutely the best day yesterday, as not only was I at my favorite place in the world, Petco Park, to watch the Padres on a beautiful afternoon of baseball.
And a Padres win.
Oh, a Padres pummeling. It was great. I mean, God, first inning, boom. What made it even better is that a good portion of our coworkers were all together. We had a team building day. I'm part of the culture committee here at the station. And what the culture committee is supposed to do is help improve people's attitudes around here and make it a positive place to work and a fun place to work. So yeah, we had kind of a field trip yesterday as a good portion of us went to our suite and caught a ball game. And I say a good portion of us because Tammy, I'm sorry, but you're starting to get a bit of a reputation for not showing up for these things.
Okay, all right. I had a doctor's appointment. I told everybody that when this first came out that was the day we were going to be doing the Padres game together as a team.
Well, you know me. I don't like to stir the pot too much.
Yeah.
But I did want to see what people's reaction and how much they missed you yesterday.
Probably not at all.
Hey, Dorothy.
Hey.
Are you enjoying our Culture Club day at the ballpark?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. Petco Park, it's beautiful and sunny. Our coworkers are having a great time. We got a catered suite.
I promise you there's a reason for this question.
Okay.
But can you tell me the name of the show I host with a coworker?
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Yeah. And who am I?
You are John.
Yeah. So where's Tammy?
I'm going to guess she went to the gym and did a class, and now she's at home.
But the point is that she's not with us enjoying this team-building day.
Yeah, you know, I saw her earlier in the hallways, and I was going to ask if she was coming, but then I stopped myself because I was like, nah, I know the answer.
Right. What she's saying is that she was too afraid to ask.
I was. I love Tammy, too.
Stop it. Just stop it before that. She was too afraid to ask. Hey, Rob.
Yo.
Have you ever noticed that during these team building days, one half of John and Tammy's San Diego's Morning Show never seems to be seen?
Now that you bring it to my attention, and as I'm sitting across from John, that leads me to believe that we are sans a Tammy.
I'm not trying to
name names.
No, but I mean,
you name names.
I mean, one might say that one's back gets a bit heavy carrying the load of
wow.
Not that I would say that.
Wow. But one might.
Okay. Carrying the show. Listen, did I not cook something for our group barbecue on a team building day?
Yeah, that was very nice.
Was I not part of our St. Patrick's celebration that we did here at the station?
I can't remember. Were you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, would you stop?
Tammy, how about you just be complimented the fact that you were missed?
Okay. By the way, no one missed me until you pointed it out, number one.
We had a moment of silence
right
after the national anthem for Tammy's absence.
Stop it. And here's the problem. I could have gone.
What are you talking about?
Because I forgot that I
had absolutely the best day yesterday, as not only was I at my favorite place in the world, Petco Park, to watch the Padres on a beautiful afternoon of baseball.
And a Padres win.
Oh, a Padres pummeling. It was great. I mean, God, first inning, boom. What made it even better is that a good portion of our coworkers were all together. We had a team building day. I'm part of the culture committee here at the station. And what the culture committee is supposed to do is help improve people's attitudes around here and make it a positive place to work and a fun place to work. So yeah, we had kind of a field trip yesterday as a good portion of us went to our suite and caught a ball game. And I say a good portion of us because, Tammy, I'm sorry, but you're starting to get a bit of a reputation for not showing up for these things.
Okay. All right. I had a doctor's appointment. I told everybody that when this first came out, that was the day we were going to be doing the Padres game together as a team.
Well, you know me. I don't like to stir the pot too much.
Yeah.
But I did want to see what people's reaction and how much they missed you yesterday.
Probably not at all.
Hey, Dorothy.
Hey.
Are you enjoying our Culture Club day at the ballpark?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. Petco Park, it's beautiful and sunny. Our coworkers are having a great time. We got a catered suite.
I promise you there's a reason for this question.
Okay.
But can you tell me the name of the show I host with a coworker?
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Yeah. And who am I?
You are John.
Yeah, so where's Tammy?
I'm going to guess she went to the gym and did a class, and now she's at home.
But the point is that she's not with us enjoying this team-building day.
Yeah, you know, I saw her earlier in the hallways, and I was going to ask if she was coming, but then I stopped myself because I was like, nah, I know the answer.
Right. What she's saying is that she was too afraid to ask.
I was. I love Tammy, too.
Stop it. Just stop it before that. She was too afraid to ask. Hey, Rob.
Yo.
Have you ever noticed that during these team-building days, one half of John and Tammy's San Diego's morning show never seems to be seen?
Now that you bring it to my attention, and as I'm sitting across from John, that leads me to believe that we are sans a Tammy.
I'm not trying to...
Name names.
No, but I mean...
You name names.
I mean, one might say that one's back gets a bit heavy carrying the load of...
Wow.
Not that I would say that.
Wow.
But one might.
Okay. Carrying the show. Listen, did I not cook something for our group barbecue on a team building day?
Yeah, that was very nice.
Was I not part of our St. Patrick's celebration that we did here at the station?
I can't remember. Were you?
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. Would you stop?
Tammy, how about you just be complimented the fact that you were missed?
Okay. By the way, no one missed me until you pointed it out, number one.
We had a moment of silence right after the national anthem for Tammy's absence.
Stop it. And here's the problem. I could have gone.
What are you talking about?
Because I forgot that I had rescheduled this doctor's appointment. Yeah, it's next week now. So
why didn't you let us know?
Oh, I didn't know till I got there.
No, but why didn't you stop and come to the game after that?
Okay, first of all, my appointment was at 1:15, right?
First pitch was 1:10. Okay.
But I didn't know there was any room left when they said we need the...
There was an empty chair. And we let no one sit there.
Okay. Oh, because, shut up. That's not true.
That's exactly right.
It is not true.
It's totally true. Flags were a half staff.
Okay. Move along.
Speaking of half.
Move along.
As much crap as you give me, can I have a little fun with you once in a while? Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Tickets go on sale for KSON's Country Christmas today. Megan Maroney is going to be there, and you should be there as well. And we're going to revisit our conversation with Megan Maroney when we met for the first time at Stagecoach earlier this year. It's coming up at 8:05 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The story of Megan Maroney is awesome. She was a college student and was in charge of putting together a party for her sorority. They had no budget for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Her sorority sister says, hey, man, you play the guitar all the time for us. Why don't you just open for whoever was performing that night?
Yeah.
So she did it, and she did some cover songs. And what do you know? Chase Rice is in the crowd at a sorority party. We all know what's going on there, right? But he noticed Megan and said, hey, you're really good.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you open for me, but you have to write your own songs. You can't do covers. And
that's how
Megan Maroney, her career, was born.
She is the headliner for KSON's Country Christmas. That is in Ocean, November 7th. Tickets go on sale this morning. We got to know Megan face-to-face at Stagecoach.
Hi.
Howdy.
It's so good to see you in person because we've only talked on the phone. So it's an absolute joy. And this has been just a wild start.
Can you believe the year that you've had? I mean,
no.
What is going on with you?
I don't know. My ex-boyfriend's asked me that as well. What is going on with you? No, but I'm just like... It's so surreal. It's hard to process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just played with Kenny Chesney last night.
Wow.
And I got on a plane, and now I'm here, and it's just so surreal. I just have to pinch myself like 10 times a day.
Yeah.
How are you keeping yourself grounded as a person who was literally hanging out at a sorority house a couple of years ago with a dream, and now you're opening up for Kenny? I mean, who's one of the biggest stars in our format's history.
Yeah, I have great friends that I've had since college. They're the same group of friends, and they all live in Nashville now. So I think they really keep me grounded. I talk to my parents like twice a day, every day. They keep me grounded. And it's just, it's funny though, because Kenny can tell I'm like a kid on Christmas Eve,
sure.
Christmas morning, anytime I'm like all day yesterday. So I think he can tell that I'm over the moon about being on tour with him. But yeah, staying grounded is important.
The story of your discovery now has been very well publicized. But I mean, when you were told by Chase all those years ago, hey, maybe you should start writing some of your own stuff if you want to play and open up for me. And now people paid money at Stagecoach specifically to see you.
I know.
I mean, that's like
it's
boom,
like
right?
Come true. And I wrote my first song for that, to be able to open for Chase, because he's like, you have to do this or you can't open, because that's weird. Don't just play covers.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'll just do that. And then I did it, and I was like, well, that wasn't that hard. And then I just, like, kept writing and got better. And then I was like, all I ever wanted was to just be able to write good songs and be proud of them. I never really expected anything from it. Like, I moved to Nashville with a plan B. I know people say don't do that, but my parents are very, like, realistic.
Yes.
And they're like, you can't just, I mean, like, if you're doing this 25 years and you ain't making money off it, maybe you're going to have to find something else to do. You know what I mean? So
when you were challenged by Chase, do you remember the first song that you wrote after that challenge, and is it something that you can perform today?
I don't remember. I know my first two songs. One was called, the first one was called Stay in Memory. The second one was called What Would Jesus Do? And but I don't really remember them. But they weren't bad. Like, Stay in Memory was a classic breakup anthem. Imagine that. And What Would Jesus Do is like a funny-ish song.
Sure.
It was like a lighthearted thing. So I feel like my writing at the very beginning hasn't really changed too much. I just, I don't know, got better at rhyming words and stuff.
Man, I couldn't wait for that interview to be over so I can cough the Stagecoach out of my lungs.
Oh, you could hear it.
Oh, I know. Tickets go on sale for KSON's Country for Christmas at 10 this morning at KSON.com. And it's not just Megan Maroney.
Nope. We also have Tucker Wetmore, Tyler Braden, and some more to be announced. And even better, this is an all-ages show.
What a way to get the holidays started. It's the day after our St. Jude Radiothon, so we will be ready to party. We'll be comatose, but we'll be ready to party.
Here is Megan Maroney with I'm Not Pretty, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Marissa, who is in La Mesa. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Marissa.
Oh, you sound so sweet.
Are you sweet, Marissa, or is there an evil soul lurking beneath that nice voice?
I think I'm sweet.
Okay.
You don't have an alter ego?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Right.
Marissa, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, can you please step out?
Yes.
Oh, she's even so kicking nice. You out, she sounds so nice. Really. Marissa, if I ever get fired, I'd like them to hire you to do it for me.
Okay, I got it.
Marissa, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. And there's only one rule, Marissa, and that's all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Awesome.
Mila Kunis turned 41 yesterday. Who's older, Mila or her husband, Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher.
Jeff Bezos recently hosted Leonardo DiCaprio on his $500 million super yacht. Bezos founded Amazon in 1994 from his garage. What did Amazon originally sell online?
Computer.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars may be collaborating on a new song. Gaga is starring in the sequel to Joker, where she plays Joker's girlfriend. Margot Robbie played the same character several times in different movies. Who's the character?
Oh, my gosh. I'll pass on that one.
Yesterday was National Tattoo Removal Day. The most famous tattoo TV show was the reality show Inked that originally aired on the now-defunct network Spike, Spoke, or Spark?
Spike.
And finally, actress Catherine Bell had a birthday yesterday. For years, she played Major Sarah Mack McKenzie on JAG. In military terms, what does JAG stand for?
Pass.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. And if you're not in the military, that's a real tough question. Sorry about that. I mean, Marissa, what you got going on, by the way? What's happening with you today?
On the way to work, actually.
And what do you do?
I'm in communications, so graphic design.
Oh, cool. Right on. Marissa today, Tammy, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Mila Kunis turned 41 yesterday. Who's older, Mila or Ashton?
I'm going to say Ashton.
Ashton's 46. They've known each other since they were kids. She was 14, I think, when they started on that 70s show. It's 1-1. Marissa knew that. Tammy, Jeff Bezos recently hosted Leonardo DiCaprio on his, wait for it, $500 million superyacht.
Mm-hmm.
How could that possibly be that expensive?
Oh, yachts are really expensive to make, yes.
I mean, God almighty, a half a billion dollar boat?
It's not a boat. It's basically a ship.
Bezos founded Amazon in 1994 from his garage. What did Amazon originally sell online?
Books.
Books is right. Marissa did not know. Went with computers. 2-1, Tammy. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars may be collaborating on a new song. Gaga is starring in the sequel to Joker, where she plays Joker's girlfriend. Margot Robbie played the same character several times in different movies. Who is it?
It's Harley Quinn.
That is right. Marissa could not come up with it. 3-1, Tammy. Yesterday was National Tattoo Removal Day. The most famous tattoo TV show was the reality show Inked that originally aired on the now-defunct network Spike, Spoke, or Spark?
Spike.
Spike is right. Marissa knew that. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, actress Catherine Bell had a birthday yesterday. For years, she played Major Sarah Mack McKenzie on JAG. In military terms, what does JAG stand for? And I'll apologize like I did to Marissa for this very difficult question.
It's very difficult. Wow. Judicial Attorney General.
You're actually pretty close. Judge Advocate General. Marissa, today Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but you got plans come December.
You will be joining us for KSON's Country Christmas. It happens at the brand new Front Wave Arena in Oceanside on December 7th, starring Megan Maroney.
Awesome. Thank you.
Marissa, enjoy that. Enjoy your day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Marissa Mamisa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Mitchell is in Chula Vista, and Mitchell's a little bit freaked out because his date wanted to sit on the same side of the table as he did at their restaurant. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning. Yeah.
Okay. I know that's probably pretty simplistic, so why don't you go ahead and share the story with us?
Yeah, So I've been dating this girl for, I think we've been on like 4 or 5 dates. So it's been good, right? And we go to one of our favorite places and she's like, can we sit together? And I'm like, yeah, of course we'll sit together. And she's like, no, I want to sit on the same side as you. And I don't know. I've seen people do that before, but we're like in a booth and they're not huge. So I say, okay, I'm already a little weirded out, but, you know, we're sitting and we're talking, but we're like, we have to turn to face each other. I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
Real quickly, Mitchell. So I totally get what you're saying. When you think about a couple's at a restaurant, you know, and they're having dinner, they're looking at each other so they can talk and whatnot. And you get to a booth and she wants to sit right next to you, like almost like you're going to start a makeout session or something, right? Is that how it kind of felt? You know what I mean? Like it's so close, yeah, and tight.
It's just when I see other people do it, I don't know. I don't like to judge people, but it just feels forced. It's we can be close later. We're out. We're about to eat. Like we're about to have wings. So I like my wing zone clear of anything that could get in the way. I thought it was weird, and I kind of hinted. I was like, I don't want to get any sauce on you. And she like laughed and like, no, it's fine. But then I had to just ask straight out. I was like, is it okay if you move to the other side? And I could tell she was like a little disappointed, but she did move. But we had a pretty good date after, but it stuck in my head, especially this early in the relationship. I guess I could see if we were married or like had kids on the other side to like take up like a reason to sit next to each other. But it just Am I overreacting?
Mitchell, I am so ready to talk to you about this.
Okay.
There's no middle ground here. You're either for or against sitting on the same side of the table together. You're either team yes or team no. I totally get that. I also understand a few things. First of all, congratulations. She likes you. She wants to be near you. That's a really nice thing. And then she wants to express that by sitting next to you all the time. I also get how it's inconvenient when you want to turn, that you have to turn your head constantly to have a conversation where it's like, it makes much more sense just to be sitting across the table from each other having that conversation. I personally am a person that doesn't want you sitting next to me. Not that I don't like you. I just, again, you said wing space. I like to be able to look at you as I'm speaking, not move my head constantly.
Yeah.
That's really it. We can touch hands. We can find other ways to be close. I'm kind of on your side, but I don't think this is worth, in my opinion at least, ending what could be a kind of a cool situation. I think if you just tell her, right? No?
Well, she reacted when you asked her to move. She didn't have a very good reaction, right?
Right. And, like, it kind of seems if she didn't get the hint that this might keep happening. And it's just weird. It's weird to eat and look at an empty other side of the booth.
I also get when you walk in and you see other people do it, it's like, yeah, we get it. You're a couple. Okay. I mean, so I get that side of things too. And I don't want to sound harsh. I mean, this could be as easy as you just saying, hey, I really like you, but I want to be able to see you and talk to you. And maybe that's really all it is. Or else maybe she's going to be very offended by it. Like she seemed to be. 833-287-1037. What do you think Mitchell should do? Love her or list her? Mitchell, do you mind hanging out for a while and see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say?
Yeah, I'd love to hear some more opinions.
833-287-1037. What do you think Mitchell should do? Love her or list her? We'll take your calls right after this.
Mitchell's been on three or four dates with a young lady who insists that the two of them sit on the same side of the booth at a restaurant. Didn't sit well with Mitchell.
I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It feels forced. It's we can be close later.
What do you think? Should he love her or list her? 833-287-1037.
Debbie in El Cajon, what do you think Mitchell should do here?
Yeah, he needs to get over it. She wants to be next to him. She wants to be next to him. My late husband never had a problem with it. He didn't care how close. Like, I want to be up his butt. Come on.
Did you say you wanted to be up his butt?
Yeah, it's a figure of speech. Come on now.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
And yes, I did say that. Yes, I did. I want to be right there.
Yeah, apparently you do. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Colleen in Vista, what is your take on this?
1,000%. I love her. This is not a big deal.
Destiny, what do you think Mitchell should do here? Love her or list her? She wants to sit next to him at dinner.
I would say love her just because I am married with two kids, but I also did go on a lot of dates with my husband, and he did sit across from me. So it's all about having the eye contact, but the communication as well, just to be able to let her know, hey, you know, I want to be able to look at you when we're talking and have a good conversation.
Let's get a dude's perspective. Daniel in Chula Vista, what do you think Mitchell should do?
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Marissa, who is in La Mesa. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Marissa. Oh,
you sound so sweet.
Are you sweet, Marissa, or is there an evil soul lurking beneath that nice voice?
I think I'm sweet.
Okay.
You don't have an alter ego?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Marissa, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, can you please step out?
Yes.
Oh, she's even so kicking nice. You out, she sounds so nice. Really. Marissa, if I ever get fired, I'd like them to hire you to do it for me.
Okay. I got it.
Marissa, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. And there's only one rule, Marissa, and that's all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Awesome.
Mila Kunis turned 41 yesterday. Who's older, Mila or her husband, Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher.
Jeff Bezos recently hosted Leonardo DiCaprio on his $500 million super yacht. Bezos founded Amazon in 1994 from his garage. What did Amazon originally sell online?
Computer.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars may be collaborating on a new song. Gaga is starring in the sequel to Joker, where she plays Joker's girlfriend. Margot Robbie played the same character several times in different movies. Who's the character?
Oh, my gosh. I'll pass on that one.
Yesterday was National Tattoo Removal Day. The most famous tattoo TV show was the reality show Inked that originally aired on the now defunct network Spike, Spoke, or Spark?
Spike.
And finally, actress Catherine Bell had a birthday yesterday. For years, she played Major Sarah Mac McKenzie on JAG. In military terms, what does JAG stand for?
Pass.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. And if you're not in the military, that's a real tough question. Sorry about that. I mean, Marissa, what you got going on, by the way? What's happening with you today?
On the way to work, actually.
And what do you do?
I'm in communications, so graphic design.
Oh, cool. Right on. Marissa today, Tammy, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Mila Kunis turned 41 yesterday. Who's older, Mila or Ashton?
I'm going to say Ashton.
Ashton's 46. They've known each other since they were kids. She was 14, I think, when they started on that 70s show. It's 1-1. Marissa knew that. Tammy, Jeff Bezos recently hosted Leonardo DiCaprio on his, wait for it, $500 million superyacht.
Mm-hmm.
How could that possibly be that expensive?
Oh, yeah, it's really expensive to make, yes.
I mean, God almighty, a half a billion dollar boat?
It's not a boat. It's basically a ship.
Bezos founded Amazon in 1994 from his garage. What did Amazon originally sell online?
Books.
Books is right. Marissa did not know. Went with computers. 2-1, Tammy. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars may be collaborating on a new song. Gaga is starring in the sequel to Joker, where she plays Joker's girlfriend. Margot Robbie played the same character several times in different movies. Who is it?
It's Harley Quinn.
That is right. Marissa could not come up with it. 3-1, Tammy. Yesterday was National Tattoo Removal Day. The most famous tattoo TV show was the reality show Inked that originally aired on the now defunct network Spike, Spoke, or Spark?
Spike.
Spike is right. Marissa knew that. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, actress Catherine Bell had a birthday yesterday. For years, she played Major Sarah Mac McKenzie on JAG. In military terms, what does JAG stand for? And I'll apologize like I did to Marissa for this very difficult question.
It's very difficult. Wow. Judicial Attorney General.
You're actually pretty close. Judge Advocate General. Marissa, today Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but you got plans come December.
You will be joining us for KSON's Country Christmas. It happens at the brand new Front Wave Arena in Oceanside on December 7th, starring Megan Maroney.
Awesome. Thank you.
Marissa, enjoy that. Enjoy your day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Marissa Mamisa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Mitchell is in Chula Vista, and Mitchell's a little bit freaked out because his date wanted to sit on the same side of the table as he did at their restaurant. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning. Yeah.
Okay. I know that's probably pretty simplistic, so why don't you go ahead and share the story with us?
Yeah. So I've been dating this girl for, I think we've been on like 4 or 5 dates. So it's been good, right? And we go to one of our favorite places and she's like, can we sit together? And I'm like, yeah, of course we'll sit together. And she's like, no, I want to sit on the same side as you. And I don't know. I've seen people do that before, but we're like in a booth and they're not huge. So I say, okay, I'm already a little weirded out, but, you know, we're sitting and we're talking, but we're like, we have to turn to face each other. I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
Real quickly, Mitchell. So I totally get what you're saying. When you think about a couple's at a restaurant, you know, and they're having dinner, they're looking at each other so they can talk and whatnot. And you get to a booth and she wants to sit right next to you, like almost like you're going to start a makeout session or something, right? Is that how it kind of felt? You know what I mean? Like it's so close, yeah, and tight.
It's just when I see other people do it, I don't know. I don't like to judge people, but it just feels forced. It's we can be close later. We're out we're about to eat. Like we're about to have wings. So I like my wing zone clear of anything that could get in the way. I thought it was weird, and I kind of hinted. I was like, I don't want to get any sauce on you. And she like laughed and. Like, no, it's fine. But then I had to just ask straight out. I was like, is it okay if you move to the other side? And I could tell she was like a little disappointed, but she did move. But we had a pretty good date after. But it stuck in my head, especially this early in the relationship. I guess I could see if we were married or like had kids on the other side to like take up like a reason to sit next to each other. But it just, am I overreacting?
Mitchell, I am so ready to talk to you about this.
Okay.
There's no middle ground here. You're either for or against sitting on the same side of the table together. You're either team yes or team no. I totally get that. I also understand a few things. First of all, congratulations. She likes you. She wants to be near you. That's a really nice thing. And then she wants to express that by sitting next to you all the time. I also get how it's inconvenient when you want to turn, that you have to turn your head constantly to have a conversation where it makes much more sense just to be sitting across the table from each other having that conversation. I personally am a person that doesn't want you sitting next to me. Not that I don't like you. I just, again, you said wing space. I like to be able to look at you as I'm speaking, not move my head constantly.
Yeah.
That's really it. We can touch hands. We can find other ways to be close. I'm kind of on your side, but I don't think this is worth, in my opinion at least, ending what could be kind of a cool situation. I think if you just tell her, right? No?
Well, she reacted when you asked her to move. She didn't have a very good reaction, right?
Right. And like it kind of seems, if she didn't get the hint, that this might keep happening. And it's just weird. It's weird to eat and look at an empty other side of the booth.
I also get when you walk in and you see other people do it, it's like, yeah, we get it. You're a couple. Okay. I mean, so I get that side of things too. And I don't want to sound harsh. I mean, this could be as easy as you just saying, hey, I really like you, but I want to be able to see you and talk to you. And maybe that's really all it is. Or else maybe she's going to be very offended by it, like she seemed to be. 833-287-1037. What do you think Mitchell should do? Love her or list her? Mitchell, do you mind hanging out for a while and see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say?
Yeah, I'd love to hear some more opinions.
833-287-1037. What do you think Mitchell should do? Love her or list her? We'll take your calls right after this.
Mitchell's been on three or four dates with a young lady who insists that the two of them sit on the same side of the booth at a restaurant. Didn't sit well with Mitchell.
I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It feels forced. It's we can be close later.
What do you think? Should he love her or list her? 833-287-1037.
Debbie in El Cajon, what do you think Mitchell should do here?
Yeah, he needs to get over it. She wants to be next to him. She wants to be next to him. My late husband never had a problem with it. He didn't care how close. Like, I want to be up his butt. Come on.
Did you say you wanted to be up his butt?
Yeah, it's a figure of speech. Come on now.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
And yes, I did say that. Yes, I did. I want to be right there.
Yeah, apparently you do. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Colleen in Vista, what is your take on this?
1,000%, I love her. This is not a big deal.
Destiny, what do you think Mitchell should do here? Love her or list her? She wants to sit next to him at dinner.
I would say love her just because I am married with two kids, but I also did go on a lot of dates with my husband, and he did sit across from me. So it's all about having the eye contact, but the communication as well, just to be able to let her know, hey, you know, I want to be able to look at you when we're talking and have a good conversation.
Let's get a dude's perspective. Daniel in Chula Vista, what do you think Mitchell should do? Love her or list her?
Love her, man. I think my wife, we've been married for over 12 years, and my wife is very, very geek about watching her eat from the wing. So I think that's probably what it was.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
Interesting.
That she would be self-conscious of him watching her eat the whole time. I didn't think about that.
He should love her.
All right. Okay. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Mitchell's been waiting patiently in the wings.
Okay, Mitchell. You've heard everyone else chime in. After listening to that and sharing your story, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know. There's some really good points. It just, it does, it bothers me because I think it might, like, mean other stuff, it's not a red flag, but it's a yellow flag.
Are you worried that she's too much into PDA? Because that sounds like that is not your thing either.
I don't love it, but I think maybe we can talk it through, and I don't know. I don't think it needs to be a big talk, but
I don't think this is something that you end a relationship over. If we don't even call it a relationship yet.
Yeah.
I don't think this is something that you stop seeing someone for. I think this is, if this is a rational person,
yeah,
and you're both rational about yeah. it, I think it's a conversation and say, hey, listen, sure. I want to a million ways show you how much I care mm-hmm. about you. I just, this is a thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I mean, if she can't understand that, then,
right.
then maybe she is kind
that's
of cuckoo
yeah.
for Cocoa
yeah.
Puffs.
I loved what you how you called it, a yellow light. That's caution,
yeah,
right? So
flag.
Now you have to, you know, go from there. So, yeah, I think once you have that conversation, how that plays out determines whether it's a green light or a red light.
Well, thank y'all. Yeah, I'm usually a gut guy, so I like to get other opinions.
All right, Mitchell. Mitchell's been on three or four dates with a young lady who insists that the two of them sit on the same side of the booth at a restaurant. Didn't sit well with Mitchell.
I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It feels forced. It's we can be close later.
What do you think? Should he love her or list her? 833-287-1037.
Debbie in El Cajon, what do you think Mitchell should do here?
Yeah, he needs to get over it. She wants to be next to him. She wants to be next to him. I've been, my late husband never had a problem with that. He didn't care how close. Like, I want to be up his butt. Come on.
Did you say you wanted to be up his butt?
Yeah, it's a figure of speech. Come on now.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
And yes, I did say that. Yes, I did. I want to be right there.
Apparently you do. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Colleen in Vista, what is your take on this?
1,000% I love her. This is not a big deal.
Destiny, what do you think Mitchell should do here? Love her or list her? She wants to sit next to him at dinner.
I would say love her just because I am married with two kids, but I also did go on a lot of dates with my husband, and he did sit across from me. So it's all about having the eye contact, but the communication as well, just to be able to let her know, hey, you know, I want to be able to look at you when we're talking and have a good conversation.
Let's get a dude's perspective. Daniel and Chula Vista, what do you think Mitchell should do? Love her or list her?
Love her, man. I think my wife, we've been married for over 12 years, and my wife is very, very geek about watching her eat and wink. So I think that's probably what it was.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
Interesting.
That she would be self-conscious of him watching her eat the whole time. I didn't think about that.
He should love her.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Mitchell's been waiting patiently in the wings.
Okay, Mitchell. You've heard everyone else chime in. After listening to that and sharing your story, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know. There's some really good points. It just, it does, it bothers me because I think it might, like, mean other stuff. It's not a red flag, but it's a yellow flag.
Are you worried that she's too much into PDA? Because that sounds like that is not your thing either.
I don't love it, but I think maybe we can talk it through, and I don't know. I don't think it needs to be a big talk, but
I don't think this is something that you end a relationship over. If we don't even call it a relationship yet.
Yeah.
I don't think this is something that you stop seeing someone for. I think this is, if this is a rational person,
yeah,
and you're both rational about
yeah.
it, I think it's a conversation and say, hey, listen,
sure.
I want to a million ways show you how much I care mm-hmm. about you. I just, this is a thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I mean, if she can't understand that, then,
right.
then maybe she is kind
that's
of cuckoo
yeah.
for Cocoa
yeah.
Puffs.
I loved what you, how you called it, a yellow light. That's caution,
yeah,
right? So
flag.
Now you have to, you know, go from there. So yeah, I think once you have that conversation, how that plays out determines whether it's a green light or a red light.
Well, thank y'all. Yeah, I'm usually a gut guy, so I like to get other opinions.
All right, Mitchell.